Blog Talk Radio.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, oh, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power.
floor. Yes, it'll flow. It'll flow to the lowest valley. The blood that'll give you strength to make it from
for the blood this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, church. Open up your mouth and give God our praise, glory, and honor this morning. Hallelujah. Come on. Come and worship with us this morning. Come on. Whatever it is that's been holding you down, that's been keeping you bound, or be loose this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father God, for the blood this morning that was shed on Calvary. Amen. We thank you for your resurrection power this morning. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. Amen. Lord, we thank you for keeping us, oh God. It is you that have saved us and not ourselves. And we just come to thank you this morning. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Have your way. We come praying a prayer of thanksgiving this morning, giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Father God. Have your way right now. We surrender our will over to your will, oh God. We come binding our mind with the mind of Christ this morning. We come believing, oh God, but Lord, we ask that you help us with our unbelief this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you great and mighty, oh God. Open up your mouth, church, and shout glory, hallelujah, this morning. If you trust God for it right now, just say thank you, Lord. If you trust God for your healing, say thank you, Lord. If you trust God for your deliverance, say thank you, Lord. If you trust God that you appreciate, thank you, Lord. Right now, if you trust God for provision for your life, for your family, for yourself, say thank you, Lord. If you trust God to be your protector, say thank you, Lord. Receive the Holy Spirit right now. Open up your mouth and say glory. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth and say, I receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you are worthy of all praise and glory. We just want to say thank you, Lord God. Everybody, we come humbling ourselves before you. We come to receive today. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we come to Zion this morning, oh God, to be changed, oh God. We come to be blessed by the the one true God.
Thank you,
Lord. Oh, Lord, we thank you right there.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, we come out of here, Shana Maha. Oh, God, we bless your holy name. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, right now, hallelujah. Everybody, we come in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth's holy name. Oh, Lord, cleanse us right now from all the races, oh God. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, and your daughters and sons, oh God, we come to worship you as you desire, in spirit and in truth, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. According to John 4 and 42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit, amen, hallelujah, your spirit witness to our spirit, the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, according to her, you seek those who worship you and do your will. According to Matthew 7:21, out of the love you have placed in our heart for you, God created us a clean heart this morning, a broken and contrite heart, a right heart of repentance in all our ways, oh God. Let nothing be done in strife or vainglory, but in loneliness of mind, knowing that with you, Father God, all things are possible, but with man the flesh they shall fall short of your glory. No, we do not come to worship just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, move on us this morning, great and mighty, oh God. Oh Lord, look at the breakthrough in the heaven this morning, hallelujah, in the life of your children, oh God. Pour out blessings that we won't have room enough to receive, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, send the angels that stand in your presence and bring glad tidings to the life of your children, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, we just want to say thank you. According to what David said in Psalm 42, 1 and 2, and the dear path of the water will restore our soul, rest in thee, O God. All come first to you, Lord, for the living God, amen. All soul yearns overwhelming desires, yea, even cries for the cross of the Lord, our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out, oh, for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry today. Let the fire burn ever increasingly in us, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, uphold us, O God, with thy free spirit, and let God be magnified. Hey, 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 hey. Lord, if there be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let the woman complain in the bedside and the evil be found in us. Let our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our hearts right now. Fill us with your spirit, your tender mercies and your loving kindness. Let we see praise to you, hallelujah, all the days of our life, oh God. Great is the heart of worship, but we rejoice only in you, hallelujah, for you are our creator, God. You are the potter, and we are the clay, amen. You are our joy, and the lifting of our heads, and we thank you, Oh, Lord, through your Holy Spirit, lead us in rivers of worship and truth, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let our hands, oh God, be lifted up to you as we go through this day, oh God. Hallelujah, make our life be a living sacrifice, and a sweet savior aroma, that you would be glorified, honored, and our life, oh God, be a praise in the everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and worship you. Hey, 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 they come on. We come to you in love and all admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. As we celebrate today, Resurrection Sunday, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to renew a right spirit within us, that the light of Christ arise within us, over all areas of our life. We yield that all that we are to you, and we ask that that true praise and worship come forth from our inner man, that we worship our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, in spirit and in truth. Glory, hallelujah, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, you are worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. There's no one greater than you, Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Father, right now. We decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit this day and this hour. The glory of God is birthed in us and manifested right now. We thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, have your way, God, in this service, oh God. All those that are need the healing, let a healing can take place. Amen. Lord, we thank you, Lord, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, that we can commune with you at this time in the name of Jesus Christ that is taking place right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. We decree and declare by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ and his holy name that we live. Hallelujah. We move and we have our being in you. And we thank you, Lord God. Open up your mouth this morning. Use your heavenly tongues this morning. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are saved. You are healed. You are delivered. You are set free. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, God has his hand on you. Amen. Oh, if God be for you, who can be against you? Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, because Jesus has counted you worthy. Amen. God has counted you worthy. My God, let us receive a supernatural blessing on today. Supernatural sight, supernatural hearing and speaking in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We come against every hindering spirit this morning on the line. We come against every spirit of confusion, doubt, disbelief. We come against the spirit of separation, amen. We come against the spirit of depression, oppression, anxiety, fear, pride and self-righteousness, self-centeredness, self-delusion, self-pity. We come against it right now with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of heaven. We command you to cease your words to come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of the same that we are victorious in every area of our life. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of heaven, we're moving in success. We're moving in greatness. Amen. We're moving in the goodness of the Lord our God, most high. In the name of Jesus Christ, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Let's receive a fresh release today. Fresh oil, fresh anointing, fresh power, fresh revelation, fresh manna. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, Lord, remember your children on today. Remember your sons and daughters. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, like you remember Noah. Amen. Hallelujah. And you cease the rain and the waters of God. My Lord, my God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hey, 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 hey. Oh, Lord, touch every heart right now, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we bless your name. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of heaven in the power of the name that we are saved. Amen. We are saved. Amen. Hallelujah. We have the resurrection power working on the inside right now. But we die with Christ, but we live with him also. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we celebrate you today. Amen. As we do each and every day that you give us life. So we thank you, Lord God, for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my God, somebody know someone, Lord. Be their comforter. We call upon you, Jehovah Shammah, that you will comfort him on every side. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, there are many that need to hear us. We call upon you, Jehovah Rapha, right now, the Lord who hears us. Many that need peace right now, we call upon you right now, Jehovah Shalom. Let peace come and be still. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Mari Koro Moshata. Someone dealing with trials and tribulation and battles, we call upon you, Jehovah the Father, the Lord of our hosts, and to fight our battles. Amen. All we're going to do is be still and trust in the Lord. Amen. Will you trust us today and be still and not move? In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, increase our faith to receive right now. My Lord, in Canada, more shout out of higher. God, oh God, oh God, I decree and declare from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet that you're healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, wash us all right now with the blood of Jesus Christ. I give my full mind, body, soul, and spirit in the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I decree and declare that we're washed and cleansed by the blood. And anything that attacks this temple has been destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that our hearts be with the rhythm of life. Amen. That our blood is healed. Ain't counting no more. Shut up. Oh, Lord, touch us in the pit of our stomach right now. And holy, ain't counting no more. Shut up. Oh, Lord, and make your healing power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Radiate through our whole body right now. Bringing healing to our blood. Bringing healing to our bones. Bringing healing to our mind and soul. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we need you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. We need you in the mighty way. Move mighty, oh God.
That's the only way that you move is mighty and strong. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Death on my mind, Jesus. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. That you saved us. We thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary. Hallelujah. Redeemed us. That justified, sanctified. That healed and made all things new. We just want to say thank you today for the blood.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We love you, Lord.
Thank
we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and the power of his name, that we are going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home, that we're the head and not the tail, that we're on top and not beneath, amen. We're blessed and are going and coming out, coming in today, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we thank you, Lord God. It's your countenance worthy, amen. We decree and declare the blood in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we all are covered by the blood.
Yes, Lord.
Protected by the blood. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail.
Hallelujah.
And with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us all.
Hallelujah.
It's in Jesus' name we pray to God in the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on, church and shout.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. We're so
praise
glad
God,
to be
praise
here.
God, praise God.
Oh, we're so glad to be here this
Hallelujah.
Sunday. Welcome, 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 everyone. Welcome,
Hallelujah.
Sister Dillard, Sister Connie. Welcome, Evangelist Kimley, Reverend Brother Refford. Welcome, welcome, Evangelist Darvina Dudley, Brother Lauren, and everyone else here, every guest that is tuned in. We have people that are tuned in on the website as well, those that call in. God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you. Amen. May God do a new thing. In you, for you, and to you. Welcome, Sister Jamel Henderson and the Henderson family.
Amen.
Delapriest Henderson and all the children.
Amen.
They're here with us in Sunday service. God bless. I'm just trusting God for a miracle. Hey, God, no more shudder. I'm trusting God to move in your life mighty. I'm trusting God with you and for you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And as we come touching and agreeing on today, and just thanking God for his presence, because we stand on the word of God and trust in the word of God. But the Bible says that where there are two or more gathered, Jesus said, when there are two or more in his name, touching and agreeing, they live in the midst. So we come touching and agreeing with you on today, right where you are, whatever it is that you're going through or dealing with or you're trusting God for, we come into agreement right there, amen. How do you come on up? Do you guys have somebody to witness with you for you? Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. We come witness today the word of God, knowing that it is true, and that you can stand on the word of God, knowing that it shall come to pass. The Bible says, God says, my word, hallelujah, before my word come back forth, said, heaven and earth shall disappear before he stands on his word.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of you can say that you stand on every word?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
From your own mouth. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Welcome.
Welcome.
I'm excited.
Welcome.
I'm in a place of being grateful.
Yes.
At this point in my life, at this age, and all that I've seen and been through, and I know I haven't been through as much as some others, and there's more to experience, but I'm in a place of just being grateful.
Yes.
When you begin to operate outside of the flesh and in the spirit, you begin to live a life of gratefulness.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's when you know you're operating in the spirit. You've allowed the Holy Spirit to take place, to take root in you and operate through you. Amen. And I just want to bring something to our mind this morning, understanding what the Holy Spirit does. It convicts us to do right, to get right. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ,
it
corrects us. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So I just wanted to share that I'm in a place of gratefulness.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, God is He's better than good. Amen.
Amen.
He's better than good. I mean, there's no word to really describe the God that we serve. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. God bless. Welcome, welcome once again. Welcome if it's your first time here with us in the Gospel Public Ministries. I'm Pastor Tawani Kamanning.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And we want to welcome you,
my
husband and I. If it's your first time, we want to pray for you and pray with you. Even if it's not your first time, right now, right here, if you're needing prayer this morning, slow the Holy Spirit to move. You know, we have an order of service, but we also allow the Holy Spirit to move and direct us. So if there's something that you're needing right now, we don't have to wait.
It's
something that somebody is needing right now.
Yes.
Right where you are, or someone you know, right here today. We don't wait for somebody to call and say, I need you to pray. We say, well, we're going to get back with you. We let us call you tonight. No, right here, right now, there's something that you're needing.
Yes.
You know, we don't have to wait till you start bleeding when you're about to take your last breath. But right here, right now, if there is one today, amen, you're going through something. You're needing something right now. You're not understanding. And you need somebody to pray. Because sometimes we get to a point, whether we want to believe it or admit it or not, where we can't even open our mouth to pray.
Amen.
It becomes difficult to even open your mouth to even say, Lord, help.
Amen.
The enemy will begin to distract you and do all kind of things that keep you from getting to that place where God can move and help you.
Amen.
But we're here today as a family, as a church family, to pray for you and pray with you. Amen.
Amen.
If there be one this morning, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is that day that the Lord has made.
Yes, Lord.
And we shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
Because God is good and he was more than worthy to be praised.
Amen.
So we thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every single home this morning. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every single mind and over every single heart this morning.
Amen.
We plead the blood of Jesus. Because this is the day that the Lord has made.
Amen.
And we will rejoice because of the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
No matter what it looked like,
amen,
God has already taken care of all of your needs.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. As we know, every Sunday at the 10 a.m. service, we have our communion.
Amen.
And this Sunday just so happened to be First Sunday,
yes,
Resurrection Sunday.
Amen.
So we're going to go ahead and take our communion at this time. If you have your communion prepared and ready to take communion this morning, if not, go ahead and grab your cracker, your juice, your wine, or bread this morning, and we're going to have our communion. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I do believe in you this morning.
I can't sing.
I believe Pastor Man is going to sing us a song. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you.
The blood that Jesus sheds for me way back on Calvary. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. How many know that? Because it reaches to the highest mountains. And it flows through the lowest valley. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Oh, it soothes my doubt and calms my fears, and it dries all my tears. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Because it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose. It will never lose. It will never lose its power.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Nothing but the blood.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It reaches every highest mountain in your life. And it flows through every low valley that you will ever face in your life. Nothing but the blood of Jesus can meet you anywhere that you are. Anywhere that you can be in, the blood of Jesus can reach you right there too. No matter what it looks like, God is on your side. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. At this time, if you have your communion, amen. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14.
Hallelujah.
20. The Bible says, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves, for I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it. And he gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you clothed us in our right mind. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us your darling son, Jesus Christ, that has given his life for us. He gave his life so we may have life and have it in more abundance. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, that whosoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body in the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of our sins and our transgressions and our iniquities and our trespasses. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're not able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. That Jesus, that you took our sins and our transgressions and our iniquity and our trespasses to the cross with you. We thank you that we take this piece of bread, which represents your body. We take it in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for all of our sins and all of our transgressions and all of our iniquity and all of our trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you.
Yes.
We remember your suffering and how you were beaten, mared, spit upon, how you were whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken that our body may be healed. Hallelujah. We thank you that by your stripes, we are healed in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Dear Jesus, we thank you for loving us, for touching us, and for healing us. We thank you that you took this bread and you broke it and said, take it, for this is my body, which was broken for you. And we'll partake this piece of bread, your broken body, in faith, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Dear Jesus, we now take this bread, your body, in remembrance of you in faith. You may eat now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. How many know that Jesus shed his blood? This is the New Testament. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your blood was shed for us. Hallelujah. Your blood is our atonement. It justifies us. It sanctifies us. It redeems us. And it cleanses us. And it washes away all of our sins. It washes away all of our iniquity. It washes away all of our transgression. It washes away all of our trespasses. Your blood heals us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We now take this cup in remembrance of you. You may drink. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray with thanksgiving. And everybody says amen.
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 Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. We just thank you, Father God, for one more time today.
Hallelujah.
At this time, everyone, we're going to have our two songs to let you know. We'll be back here for the preached word for Pastor Solomon Kimani. God bless you. Stay right there with us. Amen. Now the Holy Spirit to move in you, on you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We love you.
Yes,
we thank you, Father God. Have your way right now. In this.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. A holler stirring up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little giddy or maybe even strange, but praise is the way.
Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this day. We have made it to the message part of service. We thank God for every single one being here with us for this Resurrection Sunday, this Resurrection morning. This message will be given to you by my beautiful wife, this anointed woman of God. God have called her this prophet, this prophetess. So get ready to receive my beautiful wife, Pastor Prophetess Tawanika Manning.
Come on, church, get out of the way. Come on, stand to your feet, back hand. Whatever you got to do, amen, to give a praise, shout, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I was so glad when they said it to me. Let us go into the house of the Lord, because I know there is healing, there is deliverance, there is peace in the house of the Lord, amen. You should come today, believe it, to receive right here. Let somebody know. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God.
Can you all hear me? Let me know if you can hear me. Press one. Okay, can you all hear me? Okay. I'm just, you're messing me up. Like I can't. So I want to see if the speaker's not working. Glory to God, everyone. you all. We just thank God for the opportunity today in the name of Jesus Christ. I was trying to use my new system. Apparently, it's not working like I thought it would, so I was hoping to enhance it. But we thank God for moving in a mighty way today. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, if you come today to receive from the Lord, just open up your mouth and say, I come receiving in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Because it is for you this day. Amen. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Let us pray. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of our life. I give it to you right now for eternity. And I ask you, Lord, to bind all that you are to all that I am right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me right now, Father God, that all may be able to receive and be changed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, let thy kingdom come right now. And I decree and declare that you are with us, oh God, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. And we thank you, Father God, for keeping us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all in my life. And I thank you. Let thy kingdom come on earth. Let thy will be done right now. We come to receive our daily bread on today, oh God, that our spiritual bellies may be full. Amen. And we come drinking from the cup of blessings. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us according to Isaiah 60:2. Amen. We ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. To God be the glory. Come on, church. Shout today. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. It is Resurrection Sunday. Well, we don't just celebrate it just this day, but all the days of our life. The message today is you have the resurrection power. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. See, so much happened when Jesus died that day. And we're going to start over in the book of Matthew. Amen. Matthew 27, if you go with me this morning. Amen. Matthew 27. Verses 45, I'm going to start at to 54 this morning, and I'm going to go over to 28, 5, and 7, amen? So if you can bear, it's going to be more of a teaching today, and a lot of teaching and a whole lot of preaching, amen? Hallelujah, I'm so excited. Amen. Just thank God for you and all that God has already done, amen? Can we just thank God for what he's already done? We thank Jesus Christ for the finished work, amen? He's not coming to do it again. It is finished. If you're waiting for Jesus to get back on the cross for you and be nailed on the cross again and die again, I want you to know today it's not going to happen. The Bible tells us it is finished. It is done. So we come celebrating, hallelujah, the finished work, amen, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. Because we died with Christ, guess what? We shall rise with Christ. We shall live again, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we come believing today of the resurrection power, the finished work on the cross of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So today, again, the message, you have the resurrection power. And I want to take you over to scripture today to understand, amen, even when Christ died that day, amen, hallelujah, many of the saints had risen from the dead. The Bible tells us in the book of Matthew 27, amen, if you're there, I want to give everybody the opportunity to get there. So if you're there, say amen. Hallelujah. If you need a little more time, say I need a little more time. Hallelujah. So, okay, we'll give you a little bit more time here to get there. Amen. I want you to follow with me today. Amen. Amen. Is that better? Can you hear me better, Pastor?
Amen. I can hear you.
Amen. Is it better? Amen. The Bible says in Matthew 27, verse 45, now from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was darkness over all the land. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? Some of those who stood there when they heard that said, this man is calling for Elijah. Verse 48 says, immediately one of them ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a reed and offered it to him to drink. Verse 49 says, the rest said, let him alone. Let us see if Elijah will come to save him. Verse 50 says, and Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yelled up his spirit. Verse 51 says, then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earthquake and the rocks were split, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible says it appeared to many. Verse 54 says, so when the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and the things that had happened, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. So what I want you to understand is you have the resurrection power through Christ Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus Amen. Christ. I want to break down the understanding of scripture this morning. Amen. Because I want you to understand a little bit more than just understanding the resurrection in itself of what happened on this day. Amen. And after this day and what we have in Christ. Because when you're in Christ, you have everything that Christ has in him. Amen. So we have the same resurrection Amen. Power working on the inside when you receive Christ. And you allow Christ to come on the inside, now that power is working in you to raise you up again, amen? In the name of Jesus Christ, just like Jesus rose, you shall rise again, amen? The Bible shows here that even when Jesus died, that the saints had come, that has fallen asleep, the dead have been risen again, amen? In the name of Jesus Christ, I want you to understand, if you go back to the verse of 51, you are, when the Bible says, and behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earthquake and the rocks was split, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised and coming out of the graves after his resurrection. Amen.
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 My God, my God. I don't know about you here, but I get excited, amen, when I think about the things of God and the finished work on the cross, what Jesus did, not just for me, but for those who believe, amen. It's all about your belief. Do you believe today that you have the resurrection power working on the inside to raise you again, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ? See, when we look at the scripture here in verse 45, see, Jesus was not questioning God. He was quoting the first line in Psalm 22. If you have your Bibles, go and verify for yourself. See, it's a deep expression of the anguish that he felt when he took on the sins of the world, your sin, mine, and everybody else, the believer and the unbeliever, which caused him to be separated from his Father. To understand, sin separates us from God, but with Jesus, it reconciles us back to God. Amen. See, this is what we have. This was what Jesus Amen. Dreaded as he prayed, and amen, to God in the garden to take the cup from him, amen, because he knew what was to come and what he had to do. See, the physical agony was horrible, but even worse was the period of spiritual separation from God. So when you hear cried out in this scripture, amen, know it's because he was separated, taking on the sins of the world, yours and mine, and because of Jesus, we have the resurrection power working on the inside. Say, Jesus suffered this double death so that we would never yes, have God. To eternal separation from God. I want you to understand today, church. I don't want you to just read the word, but I want you to have an understanding of what the scripture is saying so that you can receive it. But it's up to you to receive in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, even here in verse 47, the bystanders misinterpreted Jesus' words and thought that he was calling for Elijah. You know, because Elijah ascended into heaven without dying. See, they thought that he would return again to rescue them from great trouble. See, at their annual Passover feast, each family would set an extra place for Elijah in expectation of his return. So I want you to understand the scripture and why they felt that Jesus was calling on Elijah. Hallelujah. See, but the temple had three main parts here. When we look in verse 51, see, the courts, the holy place, where only the priest could enter, and the most holy place, where only the high priest could enter you all, and the only once a year, to atone for the sins of the nation. But I want you to know today how you have the resurrection power on the inside because of what Christ did, the finished work on the cross. We don't have to go to the priest and wait. We don't have to go that one time a year, but every day right where you are. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, the veil separates the holy place from the most holy place was torn in two at Christ's death, symbolizing that the barrier between God and humanity was removed. Now all people, and I said again, now all people are free to approach God because of Christ, sacrifice for our sins. It was all finished on the cross. That gives you and me and everyone that believes the resurrection power today that we celebrate in the name of Jesus Christ.
sacrifice. Just thanking Jesus for what is done. But thanking God for sending Jesus to save us. Will you receive it today? It's up to you to receive. When we go over to the Bible, hallelujah, in chapter 28, amen.
Verse
5 through 6, if you go with me right now, the Bible says, and I'm going to repeat that again, Matthew chapter 28. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me bring it down just a little bit. My God, we thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Just understand what Jesus went through for you, for me, for all. Amen. Understand it today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He lives. He has risen and you shall too. Amen. We shall. Amen. That's why we are overcomers, because we are in Christ. We're not overcomers by our own merit. We're overcomers in Christ because of the finished work on the cross. Amen. The Bible tells in Matthew 28 verse 5 through 6, the Bible says, but the angel answered and said to the women, do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay. Come see the place where the Lord lay. Amen. The Bible says in verse 7, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and indeed he has gone before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you. So what is the scripture saying here? Amen. The Bible says the angel who announced the good news of the resurrection to the women gave them four messages. You all, do not be afraid. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The reality of the resurrection, you all, brings joy, not fear. So when you are afraid, remember the empty tomb of Jesus. Amen. See, he is not here. Jesus is not dead and is not to be looked for among the dead. Amen. He is alive with his people. See is another message here. See, the women could check the evidence themselves. The tomb was empty then. It is empty today. Amen. The resurrection is a historical fact, and I need you to understand. Stand this up. It is not a fable or just a story somebody is telling. And again, another message is go quickly, is what the angel told them. He said, go quickly and tell. See, they were to spread the joy of the resurrection. And that's what we're here to do today.
Yes.
Spreading the joy of the resurrection, that you know you have the resurrection power working on the inside.
Amen.
We too are to spread the great news about Jesus' resurrection. Amen. Not just me and Pastor Manning, but you, sister and brothers, or to spread the word, spread the great news about Jesus' resurrection. See, Jesus' resurrection is the key to the Christian faith. Why is that? Just as he promised, Jesus rose from the dead. We can be confident, therefore, that he will accomplish all he has promised us. See, Jesus' bodily resurrection showed us that the living Christ is ruler. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
God's kingdom, of eternal kingdom. Amen. Not a false prophet or imposter. See, hallelujah. See, we can be certain, everyone, of our resurrection, because he has resurrected. Amen. See, death is not the end. There is future life. Amen. See, the power that the blood of Jesus brought to us, we need to understand that this is why we have the resurrection power working right now on the inside. Amen. See, the power that was that brought Jesus back to life is available to us to bring our spiritually dead selves back to life.
Hallelujah.
The resurrection is the basis for the church's witness to the world. See, Jesus is more than just a human leader. He is the Son of God. He is the Son of God.
Amen.
We're not just talking about any man. Amen. Can't nobody do it like Jesus. If it was so, he would have picked one of us. If it was so, Adam would have did it, but he didn't. If it was so, Joseph could have did it. If it was so, Peter could have did it. If it was so, Paul could have did it. If it was so, Thomas, John could have did it. But ain't nobody like Jesus. And because of Jesus, the Son of God, we have the resurrection power. We're working on the inside.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I want to say this morning. If you celebrate Resurrection Sunday once a year, you're missing out. You can live and walk in resurrection power every day.
Amen.
You can live and walk in resurrection power every day. Don't let the devil just have you just celebrate just this day. You can walk in resurrection power today if you believe it. It's all about what you believe. Well, will you decide today to trust God, receive Jesus,
hallelujah,
and walk in the resurrection power of the finished work on the cross?
My Lord.
He is risen.
My Lord.
What a special day we celebrate. What love, what power. Our Resurrection Sunday, we commemorate the death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which he experienced willingly to provide us with the abundant life now and for eternity, celebrated by most people only once a year. We are meant to live and operate in resurrection power every day. Every day.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
I want you to understand this. Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection was all part of the plan of redemption. What Adam gave over to Satan in the Garden of Eden by disobedience was taken back by one perfect man's obedience. God reclaimed the blessing that was stolen in the garden and got his family back. He gave us back the dominion and authority and that rightful belonged to us as his children. See, when Jesus arose from the dead after being crucified, a voice echoed through the universe, it is finished. Jesus left hell in shambles, totally, completely devastated. Satan was defeated, conquered, and under Jesus' feet. That means he's not going to be defeated. He already is. Jesus triumphed. According to Galatians 2 and 15 says, having this all principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. Amen. He triumphed over the devil. He triumphed over all principalities and powers. He triumphed over the kingdom of darkness. He disarmed every power that should take a stand against us. I want you to understand you have the resurrection power through Christ Jesus. Jesus still takes defeat. It's done. Satan has no power over you unless you give him the power. He has no authority unless you give it to him. Jesus did the final work, the finished work to seal his defeat. Now we need to live in that finished work, the work of resurrection power. Will you receive it today in the name of Jesus Christ? I want you to understand, once you believe, now you can receive. Amen. See, most Christians stop at the cross. My God, and don't take full advantage of all that Jesus provided, but you can start today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. See, there are four ways to live in resurrection power every day. Activate the resurrection power on the inside. The Bible tells us in this Philippians 3 and 10, I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. See, I want you to understand. Let's keep it simple. There is no Christianity without the cross and the resurrection. See, it is the core of everything we believe, receive, and experience in the earth and thereafter in heaven. See, every Christian believes and receives salvation, but sadly, most are operating the fullness of the resurrection power available to everyone through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
The resurrection power is available to every one of us, you all. I want you to understand, resurrection power doesn't come from heaven. It's in you right now. The anointing, the power of Jesus, resurrection that you have received from him abides in you right now. And when you activate it, it removes burdens and destroys yokes. See, the resurrection power of God is the most powerful force in the universe. Yet it has no power if your life in your life until you activate it. So you have to activate that. That's on the inside. How, Pastor? Believe it. Believe it.
My Lord.
Being born again won't cause resurrection power to automatically operate in your life. You have to choose to believe it. Believe it is what activates the power in your life. See, you activated resurrection power when you allow Jesus Christ to come into your life as your Lord and Savior. Think about what that accomplished. Amen. Deliverance, forgiveness, being made right with God himself. That's a lot of power, but you had to activate it by faith.
Yes,
you have to activate it by faith, by believing. See, to access all the benefits, healing, abundance, peace, joy, and every good thing, you must put the same belief in it. You must put the same faith into it. It's an action to receive the full use of resurrection power in your life, because you have the resurrection power right now working on the inside. See, and every part of the blessing is released. Believe it. Speak it is another thing. You got to speak it. You got to open up your mouth. You got to speak it. You got to decree it and declare it. You got to speak that thing. See, when you believe that resurrection power is residing in you, you begin to activate it through your words. See, you speak faith-filled words to release the blessing. See, the power of God is in faith-filled words. See, if the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he will make alive your mortal flesh. Amen. According to Romans 8:11, see, notice it doesn't say that he will make alive your glorified flesh, but your mortal flesh. See, that's resurrection power coming out of God from his word into your spirit, out of your mouth, and quickening your flesh with resurrection power. See, every time you speak the name of Jesus or plead the blood of Jesus over your situation, Satan is reminded of his defeat. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then you got to act on it. Hallelujah. See, make no mistake. Satan's defeat was sealed by the resurrection, but we have to enforce it or act on it. Amen. See, the very same power that raised Jesus from the dead is now living in you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, come on now. Come on, it's living in you. See, God raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. See, Satan is defeated. I want you to understand that. It ain't that he will be. He's already defeated. See, when he tries to bring the curse back into your life, he's trespassing. Hallelujah. You have the authority to make him leave. Now, act on it today. If you haven't been acting on it before, now act on it today. How is that possible? Apply the name of Jesus. Apply the blood of Jesus. God power to every situation in your life. When sickness tries to come, apply the blood of Jesus. Apply it over your life. Apply the blood of Jesus, resurrection power. If that tries to take up your residence in your life, apply the blood of Jesus. Declare the curse is over in your life. If the enemy is defeated, and claim the triumph Jesus won for you. Amen. On the cross. Don't ever accept defeat. Don't ever accept defeat. Come on. Don't ever accept defeat, you all. Hallelujah. Don't accept
Hallelujah.
It in your life. Jesus
Hallelujah.
Paid too high of a price for you to accept anything less than total and complete victory. I'm trying to tell some people, they'll put so much into their vehicle and they'll sell a price to sell it and they won't take nothing less. Don't you take nothing less. Because what Jesus did for you, for me on the cross.
Amen.
I want you all live healed through the resurrection power. So many of us are dealing with sickness, and we have just decided we're just gonna live with sickness. We're gonna let it stay in the other room, live with us, sleep in the bed with us. I want you to don't live healed through the resurrection power. The Bible says in Romans 8:11, amen. As we wrap up here, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Will you make Jesus Christ
Amen.
The Lord of your life? The Holy Spirit imparted
Hallelujah.
Into you the same power that raised up Jesus out of hell, the same power that defeated principalities and powers. You were made alive together with him. See, the very same spirit, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is living inside of you. And I'll say that over and over again. That's a resurrection power. Imagine that if that same power is in your body right now, do you think that any sickness or disease, no matter how bad or how long, hallelujah, can even stand a chance? Of course not.
Yeah.
Whatever is going on in your body today, put the resurrection power to work. Jesus died so you can live.
Yeah.
Amen. There's nothing that can match the yoke destroying, burden removing power of the resurrected King. Amen. You're not qualified to bear sickness, to bear sin. You're not qualified for sickness. You're not qualified to bear diseases and demons.
Amen.
Jesus did all this so you don't have to bear it. So you shouldn't bear it. It's a blasphemy, you all, for you to even try. See, our point is to resist everything that tries to come on us, that Jesus already bore for us on the cross. That's our job. That's what you're required to do. He bore our sin so we resist sin or the temptation of it. He bore our sickness, you all. And disease, so
Amen.
We resist sickness and disease instead of being tempted to just lay down and put up with it. We resist it in the name of Jesus Christ. To walk in resurrection power, we believe, we speak, and we act on healing. Instead, the power of God. God in your physical body. It's just the same power that raised Jesus from the dead to operate in your life and live healed, healthy, and whole in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I said again today, you have the resurrection power not just on today, but every day of your life. Live in the growing life with the resurrection power. The Bible says in Revelation 1 and 18, amen, the Bible said, I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and death. See, Jesus came to bring us new life. The word life in the Greek is Zoe. In the name of Jesus Christ, live your new life today. Will you decide today and believe it is the God kind of life? Charging through. Come on. My God, my God. It is the God kind of life. Charging through our very being. Amen. Living the Zoe life. Living God keeps on making life in our bodies because the Zoe is eternal. Ongoing life. That resurrection life is designed, you all, to ongoing life. That resurrection life is designed to continually upgrade and renew our physical being. See, if we are going to fulfill scripture and live more than the abundant life, then our bodies will have to experience a continual importation of the Zoe life of God. See, activate resurrection power by confessing the following, you all, because of Jesus' resurrection life. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The resurrection life in us. We are getting stronger and stronger every day. Our eyes are seeing more clearly. Our ears are hearing better. Our mind is functioning perfectly. And every bone and organ, nerve, and ligament is daily being supercharged with the glory of God. See, the same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead is now dwelling in me and in you. And is constantly making alive our mortal flesh. Amen. Our days are being lifted and our youth is renewed like the eagles. Amen. See, resurrection life is available to all of us. But we must receive it by faith. We must embrace a daily resurrection. Mission of life of God dwelling inside of us and making alive our mortal flesh. This must become a reality to you. We should wake up every morning and declare the resurrection life of the resurrection life of God is living in me today. I'm going to say it again, that we should wake up every morning declaring the resurrection life of God is living in me today, is living in you today. This is what you should be declaring, not just on Sunday, not just on Easter Sunday. Amen. And I want to say this as we wrap up. Live free with resurrection power, you all. Live free with resurrection power. The Bible says in John 8, verse 36, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Resurrection power, you all, frees you from the bondage of sin and from your past. Your part in Jesus' crucifixion and his suffering, what you must do is to walk in resurrection power. It's to forget those things that are behind you and reach forward to what is ahead of you. According to Philippians 3 and 13, do you know why Jesus shed his blood? It's so simple to get rid of yesterday. Think about it. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation and old things have passed away. Now the old things of yesterday need to be forgotten. Hallelujah. That's Romans 6 and 4 says, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death. Even so, we also should walk in newness of life. Amen. So as a believer, hallelujah, you can actually today, hallelujah, hallelujah, begin to live your new life. You can actually, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, decree and declare that I'm a new creature in Christ. As a believer, you can actually have resided in the same new life God gave Jesus when he raised him from the dead. The old sinner, the old sinner you once were has died. You become a new creation on the inside. You are full of the resurrection life of God. Amen. But sin, disobedience, and living a selfish carnal life will keep that resurrection life from flowing out. See, sin will separate you from the power of God. Even though you're born again, see, resurrection life will lay dormant in you if you walk in sin. See, you don't overcome sin by trying to stop sinning. You overcome it by walking after the new life God has put within you by spending time in the word and in prayer. As you do that, the Spirit of God will strengthen you and enable you to put the sin under your feet. Amen. See, take the first step today by asking for his help. Say, Lord, I desire to experience the power to live by this new life every day by a decision of my heart. I put down today, hallelujah, I put down the dictates of sin. I declare myself dead to it in the name of Jesus. I will spend time in prayer and in the word today. As I do, I believe I'll receive a Holy Spirit refreshing in my life. I believe and I'll begin to live out the resurrection power that you placed in me. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, resurrection power sets you free from sin, shame, and living in the past. And it also sets you free from fear, worry, and anxiety. Do you experience fear in your life? I want you to know this. Jesus defeated fear, and you don't ever have to fear again. Jesus took it. You're delivered from it. Amen. That resurrection power living in you means you don't have to be afraid of anything. Fear is defeated in the pit of hell for you. You don't have to be in fear over your family, your children, your finances, your health, or your future. So go free in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive it today and understand and walk in it. Trust God for it in the name of Jesus Christ. When you activate the power, live healed, live the Zoe life, live free, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. You will live in a resurrection power every day as you celebrate today, Resurrection Sunday. Let a new meaning of this day come up in your spirit. Stir your faith and activate a resurrection power in your life. We have reason to celebrate every day because he is risen indeed. And we as believers and as Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, we have resurrection power. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. Everyone today. Will there be one today? Amen.
Yes, there might be one.
Will there be one today?
There might be one that have not been saved. There might be one that have not accepted Jesus Christ into their life as your personal Lord and Savior. Well, let that be today. Let today, let that be you that's being resurrected from the dead. Let that you be resurrected from the curse of sin and death. The most important thing you can ever do in your life, hallelujah, is give your life over to Christ. That means being born again. That might be you today. If you know that you still suffer from this old conscious mind, from this old wicked heart, and you know that you keep on suffering from day to day to day to day, will you come today and give your life over to Christ? Will you come today? Just press 1. We'll help you to pray this simple prayer of salvation.
Thank you, Jesus.
The salvation is the key. That's the key to eternal life, and you do it through Christ Jesus. You can't do it no other kind of way. You can go read scripture and you can go talk to people that already are saved, but that don't make you saved. You can know every single word of from the beginning of Genesis all the way to Revelation, but that don't make you saved. Hallelujah. Mama might be saved. Daddy might be saved. Your sister and brother might be saved. But what about you? Jesus Christ gave his life for each and every one of us, not just for some, but for all. This is the reason why we celebrate today. This is the reason why that we celebrate every single day, not just today, resurrection of Jesus Christ, giving his life as a sacrifice. And to die, go to hell for you. And with that same power, that resurrection power, being resurrected from the dead, this is the same power that's available for you to live on the inside of you. Will you come today? There might be one that have already given their life over to Christ. there was a period of time in your life where you was on fire for the Lord. You found yourself in places where you were going through trials, where you were going through the tribulations of life. But you stood on the word of God. You stood on the promises of God. And you came out victorious because of this resurrection power, because of the Holy Ghost, because of the Holy Spirit. But now you have found yourself in that place where you know it got too hard and I'm just going to quit. I'm just going to give up. God, I know you called me, but this is too much for me to bear. And you find yourself drifting back out there into the worldly, lusting of the flesh, lusting of the eyes. Find yourself back in that place of the pride of life. Hallelujah. Let us pray with you. Let us pray for you. Let us help you to get back into that place where you start trusting in Jesus. Where you get back into that place where you start believing Jesus. See, we serve a gracious God, the God of grace. That's Jesus Christ, that do not judge you for the things that you do. Hallelujah. Will you come today? There might be one that's needing a special prayer, needs someone to touch and agree with them. The Bible says when two or three are gathered together, as touching and agreeing on anything, he said, there I am in the midst of them. Will you come today? Will you cast all your cares on him today? God has put his apostles and his prophets and his prophetess and his pastors and his preachers, his evangelists and his teachers in place. Hallelujah. To help you to get into that place. We're talking about in that secret place of the Most High where you're powerful. There might be one. Will you press one today? Hallelujah. While you still have time. Hallelujah.
So at this time, we'll take our tithes and offerings. If you have those ready, we'll take those.
Hallelujah. Here.
Send us over to Cash App, Pastor Chantel, or Zelle at 346-719-3349. Heavenly
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you. You are the giver of all good things, and your word makes clear that every good and perfect gift comes from you. We ask that you accept these gifts and use them to your glory. May these gifts bring shelter to the homeless, comfort to the sick, rest to the weary, and hope to the hopeless. Just as you multiply the offering of fish and the loaves that were freely given for others, we pray that you would multiply these, our offerings to you, and accomplish with them more than we could ask or imagine in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We give freely, not from compulsion, for there is nothing we could give that matches your glory and majesty and the great gift of your Son, Jesus, and of the Holy Spirit, which guides us daily. All we have is yours, Father, and we ask that you would use us and all we have as your will. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen. At this time, you all are going to have our announcements from our very own evangelist, Kimberly Redford. God bless. Go ahead, evangelist.
I'm sorry, I had mine on mute. God bless you. I give honor to God, to the pastor, everyone that's assembled and will assemble. The announcements are as follows. The Gospel Public Ministry Church Services, Monday at 9 p.m., intercessory prayer. Wednesday at 7 p.m. is Bible study. Thursday, 7 p.m., midweek service. Sunday service is at 10 a.m., and also at 2 p.m. All of these are Central Standard Times. We have the church line to call in. It's 845-277-9213. The prayer line is 732-434-2510. And our pastors are Pastor Darcy and Talanika Manning. And we also have an event coming up for next month. So go ahead and get your tickets early for the Good Comedy Presents The Holding Tank, starring Darcy Manning, Leo Rich, Sean Williams, T. Chantel, Jamel Henderson, Gina Black, Taurus Green, Kay Moore, Stephanie Fisher, and Daryl Comier. This is going to be at Midtown Arts Center, 3413 LaBranche Street, Houston, Texas, 77004. That's going to be Saturday, May the 15th, 2021 at 5 p.m. and also at 8 p.m. Pre-sale tickets are $25 and general admission is $35. VIP is $50 and that includes food and drink. If you're interested in purchasing a ticket, you can call 346-719-3349 and bring the whole family and come enjoy yourselves. And we also want to say happy birthday to all April birthdays. God bless you all and have a blessed rest of the day. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. And again, we'd like to welcome our new member, Brother Andre Rafferty, joined last Sunday. So we're celebrating our brother in Christ. Amen. Tell a friend, we trust in God. Add to the church daily. And it's good to see everybody once again in church today. Hallelujah. At this time, we'll release the pastor's blessings and just thanking God. Call someone today, you all, and encourage someone today. Amen. We bless you all here at the Gospel Public Ministries to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth, and it's in Jesus' name. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I do hope every single body was able to receive some of that resurrection power. I hope you was able to receive all of that resurrection power on today. You know, this is God's day. You know, do enjoy your day. You know, be safe. You know, when you go, you know, out in the streets and when you go to visit family members and friends, and make sure you stay filled with that resurrection power. Stay filled with that spirit and don't get full on any other spirit. Hallelujah. Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever, and everybody do say amen. God bless
amen.
You.
Amen. God bless
God
you.
God keep you. We
yes,
love you
Lord.
Here at the Gospel Public Ministry. Jesus Christ love you more. And remember, Satan is defeated and Jesus is Lord. God
Hallelujah. God, glory to God.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Again.
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Sing and shout, then I'll